This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, in the building. And Steve, this one's from Jasper in Kingwood, CLO. Jasper says, I drink and party when I'm off work, and my son isn't at my house. My lady says she doesn't want me drinking around her son. I told her to stop bringing him to my house then. It's common sense to me. Why does she get so offended by that?
Well...
Jasper.
Could it be, Jasper, that she's just trying to get you to slow down a little bit? Mm. Practice some type of restraint. Because when you're not working, you drinking and partying. Yeah. And a lot of times when you ain't working, though. So I'm just, it could be the woman just trying to find a way to motivate you to look at it, you know. And that's all it is. She's just trying to help you, man. Because she looks like, instead of saying to you, hey, do you have a problem? Or, hey, looks like you could be having a problem. She's saying, hey, let's just put some rules in place. But then you don't want the rules because you already got the problem.
Yeah, was he drunk when he said, well, stop bringing your son to my house then?
yeah, he'd already been drinking. Yeah, because that's a statement
crazy.
You make
yeah.
when you already have alcohol in your system and some
right.
in your hand.
Right.
And some in your hand.
All right, moving on to Missy in Baltimore. Missy writes, I've been with my boyfriend for almost 7 years, and he has been in college the whole time. He loves to take his time with everything he does, even in the bedroom. That's why I'm still with him. Can I rush him to propose or keep being patient?
You just said he take his time doing everything.
Everything.
7 years in college. Take his time in the bedroom. That's why you still with him. Yeah, but see, have you thought about, does he, okay, let me ask you a question. Is he going to take his time with his plan for the future too? Because that's what you're trying to be in, his future.
Mm-hmm.
So is he going to take his time with that too? Now, let me ask you something. Now, sometimes you can get the two confused now.
What?
Taking your time and procrastination can look like the same thing sometimes.
Okay.
The taking your time
word.
In the bedroom is different from taking your time to get education.
Okay.
They're two different things now.
Mm.
So don't let his bedroom prowesses and his activity and his dominance and his abilities in the bedroom throw you off with why he's still in college after 7 damn years.
Wow.
Because he like to take his time with everything. Little girl, you finna sign up for some real ignorant mess right here. So be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful.
Okay. All right, Missy. Moving on to Charles in Baton Rouge. Charles writes, I had a rough 2 months. I got fired and I started peeing in the bed. My wife said it might be depression, and I thought she was trying to help. But lately, she's been teasing me about it. How can she be so evil to me in my time of weakness?
Wow. Stop, Junior.
Hey, dog, how much stress you under, dog?
This is a condition, apparently.
Dog, let me tell you something. I done had some real badass months. I've strung together a series of years that was catastrophic.
But not peeing.
I ain't never peed in bed. I ain't never sat there with, you know what, they done canceled another show. I can't take it. I'm going to go on and pee on myself. I can't stop. Hey, dog, I don't know, bruh.
This is a condition. I don't think we should be laughing at this.
No.
I'm laughing at Steve.
No, it's a condition, all right. You peeing in the bed. That's not a condition. That's a weakness, dog. Dog, I've had a rough 2 months.
And
I lost my job, and now
what?
I'm peeing in the bed.
Oh, man.
Dog, come on, man.
You can't take
bro, I ain't got nothing months. For you. Dog, you had a rough 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you something. If I could tell you some of the... Woof,
I can't leave his wife still in there sleeping with
you. I know. So should he go to the doctor or something? I mean,
yes.
You got to quit peeing in the bed. What is he talking about the doctor?
Get your butt up and
you
go in
there. You get an 8-year-old to quit peeing in the bed. What is he? You ain't got to take your 8-year-old to the doctor. You potty train him. No, you got to potty train. Lay your ass up there peeing on yourself. That ain't no medical condition. Your grown ass is laying up there.
Yes, it is.
No, it ain't. You in so much damn depression. You laying up there. Nah, I don't even feel like going to the bathroom. No, man. Hell no. That ain't what that is.
What
shouldn't have called me, dog. I don't feel sorry for you. Why is she making fun of you? Why is she still with you? Is my question.
So he can't take no bad news, huh? If he takes bad news, what happened?
Dog. Sir. Hey, Shirley, did he leave a name on the letter?
His name is Charles.
Charles, would you come into my office, please? Yes, sir. Charles, I hate to break it to you, but there's some layoffs. And we've just handed you a pink slip and... Charles? Charles, what? Charles, what are you doing?
What?
Oh, my God, Charles. Being in my office, Charles?
Ooh, it's warm. Ooh, it's warm. It's warm. It's warm.
I hear you guys.
Charles.
Ooh, it's warm.
He has the continent.
Charles, listen. We've been going through this pee episode for a year now, and I just can't take it no more.
A year?
I'm asking for a divorce.
Okay. Stuff like that. Wait a minute now.
Now he done went somewhere.
Yeah,
Charles.
Straining.
Yeah. No, you ain't saying divorce.
Is he in the bathroom or not? I'm confused.
Yeah,
he in the bed.
Bathroom
he in the
now.
Bed.
Yeah. Yeah, he using the bathroom now. That divorce took him out. Everything else, he was just peeing on himself. And then that one right there. That threw him over the top.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Okay. All right.
Really? I love it.
Really?
Love it.
Boy, yeah, I don't know what you want, Charles. I can't do nothing for Charles.
He needs to see a doctor immediately.
There ain't no doctor.
Depends.
You too old for that.
Well, I don't know
what depends can hold that, Junior.
That's all right. Stress disorders, depression. Yeah. Thank you, CLO, for nothing.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.